The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And a reminder, if you're listening to the podcast later on the day right now, you can stream the show in the morning in case you're not going to work at TNTRadioEmpire.com or the various radio stations, too, that we're on. You can check those places out and listen to us. I was informed yesterday that my wife and I were both informed by our daughter that we're getting on her nerves. And I go, what are we doing? And she goes, really nothing.
Just being around.
I think it's just being. Yeah. I think because she's around.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm always around the exact same time I normally am, but since she's around and she's been good about this, she's not going anywhere, obviously. But yeah, she was informed us that we're getting on her nerves. And I started laughing. I said, what the hell are we doing? I think it's one of those things. I remember bringing up coming out at that age, there's your parents. Oh, geez. Yeah.
Did you explain to her that's a two-way street?
Well, and I don't mind.
You're pissing me off, too.
She doesn't piss me off. She's pretty low maintenance. My son pisses me off, but she's pretty low maintenance.
But again, it doesn't have to be doing anything. It's just being
it's just
there.
Just being there, right. But
just
no, no, she's, she's there more than, because she's working, she's at school, and she has friends, so all that's gone away except for the school part, and the school part's just on a computer in a room.
Yeah, but she doesn't have the option to leave, or before she did.
Well, she has a car, and we told her she can take drives, she just can't go anywhere, and even then she's, it's like you and I discovered years ago, there's really nothing to drive past.
No.
It's not exactly, let's go take a drive in the mountains, or let's go down to the beach,
No.
I love my city of Omaha, but it's there's nothing to look at. Figured that out. I think my daughter figured that out at 17. I figured that out at, Lord.
There are people in Lincoln and there are people in Wichita.
Yeah, you ain't looking at the same thing.
Saying the same thing.
So that's getting old for her. And then my wife mentioned that she read that, since China is coming out of it, because I think they were, when they start, they started Chinese, the divorce rate's really high. And I said to my wife, I said, we're really not apart together more than we normally would anyway. I mean, you're not working at the school now, so you're at home when I get home. But I got right to bed. So I said, and she goes, yeah, we're really not together,
Well, Christy is around the house a lot more.
Oh, that's true.
I'm around the house.
Dog shows are done, so you're
pretty
right.
Pretty much about the same. Oh, yeah. All her dog activities.
There's a few snip. Now my wife's walking with me, and then she's bugging me on that. I mean, she said, why are you spitting? I said, because I'm walking, and I spit because I... That's what guys do. They spit when they exercise or whatever,
Outside? Yeah. I miss spitting during a round of golf.
Why not spit?
I would guess of the three of us, my life is the most different of everybody because my wife was out of the house working all the time.
All day, yeah.
And my kid was, and now they're both there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And, but see, you're the one bugging them now. Oh, there he is.
No. They're in MySpace.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that was my house.
Yeah, he used to have the place to himself.
I could come home to a quiet house, take a nap, do whatever I want. Forget it.
I got this one the other day. I didn't bring it up because I go home and I know people work longer hours than us and start bitching, blah, blah, blah. But we all take naps. So I'm laying down a nap. And then, of course, people forget that I'm a day sleeper for a good hour or so after that. And, I hear this in the back. I heard, Ryder! Yeah. What the hell's that? What? You can't do that. And my eyes just pop wide open. And you know what? When you get woken up from a nap, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're
done.
And normally it's not somebody yelling. It's it's the dog.
Okay.
Somebody rings the doorbell and the dogs all go nuts. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I haven't been napping very good lately. Oh, yeah. I didn't sleep worth a crap last night.
Yeah, I didn't drink last night and made me not sleep that well.
I
don't want to drink every night because it'd be too easy right now.
I think I'm a little anxious.
Yeah, a little bit.
My wife and daughter have been pretty good about being, trying to be quiet when I'm. I said, okay, I'm going to just go lay down for an hour.
Yeah, they're quiet, but it's just one big noise.
But that's it.
Right. That's all something I got.
That's all it takes. Right, and you're up.
That's it.
I realized I'm really sensitive to it because I'm used to a perfectly quiet house.
Yeah.
So even something little can wake me up,
but
because that's just not what I'm used to.
Yeah, whatever.
But you'd think she could just refrain from yelling at him.
No!
Like, you're asleep. You can't just not yell?
No.
I mean, I know it's a big house, but it's not that big. It's not like she's in the West Wing and you're in the East Wing.
No, the living room is right next to the bedroom, basically. So when she yells, it's right there, you know?
Do you ever just step out of the bedroom and go... Really?
No, I'm right
here.
You know what? I don't want to.
I'm right here.
I don't want the ire to be drawn onto me. That you in there sleeping.
If you come in with a black eye tomorrow, I'll know that.
Well,
you finally
more importantly,
did.
When I get home at pretty much 10:30 or something like that. Oh, you guys don't work at all. Shut up. I'm just stopping that email right away. They're barely waking up. My kids are not waking up till 11 o'clock in the morning right now, which I don't blame them.
Oh, no.
They don't have school till 12:30 anyway,
I used to do that in the summer.
Yeah, we don't know what to say.
And it's basically summer.
Yeah.
No, I got up about 2:30.
Yeah, it is summer, really. Yeah.
It was about 2:30 when I woke up last night.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where they say, if you're going to just, you shouldn't just lay there. And about the time I'm thinking I should get up, I fall asleep.
Yeah, I don't.
For about 10 minutes.
I disagree. I've done that in the morning on a weekend. I shouldn't. If it's 7, it's only 7 o'clock and I lay here another hour. And you do that and nothing works. You get up. But I disagree with that. You shouldn't just lay there when you have to go to work in the morning. What are you going to do? Like, get up and read a paper?
No.
Every time I watch a movie, when somebody goes, I couldn't sleep either, and they're down in the kitchen making a sandwich at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Does that happen in real life?
No.
No. People lay there, and you toss and turn for an hour, and you finally fall back to sleep because you're so exhausted, and your mind is so exhausted. That's what people do. They have to wake up in the morning.
Again, I've always...
I always thought those TV and shows like that are just wrong.
I've always just thought, if I get up, I know I'm not going back to sleep.
Right.
If I lay here, I might fall back to sleep.
Right.
And I did. I'd sleep a little bit, and I'd wake up again. Sleep a little bit, wake up again. I don't even know if I should go fishing. I don't feel right about that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know that people want to be a little normal. And we're not in New York City, but we could be in New York City anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think people recognize
no,
that.
No, they don't.
People think that.
Like I said, where I live, and the golf course is right there in the community, and I walk in there. Yes. I did see four guys walking, carrying their bags. Good for them. They were staying apart. And I'm not going to tell you not to be outside because I was walking outside. But I saw two different cart groups of guys. And then I saw pictures on Facebook. Guys said, we got out today. Need some normal stuff. I'm thinking, this is,
You think it'd be a little different? If I was looking at Facebook, say, on the East Coast or the West Coast.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I don't think people here are taking it seriously.
I don't either.
And that makes me a little nervous.
And I read an article this morning that not all of you, but it was an article they found a bunch of, Georgia and Texas, where they found some people. I'm sure it's everywhere. Trump conservatives saying it's a hoax and they're going on with their life. They went to a golf course in Georgia, and all the guys were sitting there going, their tee time's called up. They were shaking hands, getting in the carts, and just saying it because they want to stick it to the libs.
By the time
they want to stick it to the libs,
it becomes reality. It's too late.
It is too late.
It's too late.
Yeah.
And I hate to be the alarmist media, because if this all goes away tomorrow, I'll be the first one to admit I was wrong.
I'm not admitting it. I'll be happy. I'll just be happy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did see one glimmer of, I went to bed last night, New York Times, something like that, and a real reporter reporting on stuff actually said that distancing might be working a little bit when the fever rate is down. And so positive paragraph from a reputable news source, not out of my ass. And not my ass, other people's ass.
I'm thinking,
oh, that's just a glimmer right there of hope.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Because it's crazy. But you're right, Todd. I saw the local news here is doing a good job being out and about, but you're just people everywhere. We people see, there's two people driving.
Yeah, well, I look at the Facebook.
Oh, Facebook's idiots.
Perfectly intelligent people. Oh. People that I thought were pretty smart.
Oh, well, obviously they're not.
Are not taking this seriously.
No, they're not. And then you're a libtard if you warn them.
To be pretty exclusive to the middle of the country
because it
hasn't hit hard here.
No, you're right.
So I'm sorry if I'm not fully yucks today.
I know.
I'm kind of tired. I'm kind of anxious, and people don't recognize the gravity of the situation.
No. I saw, I mentioned on Facebook yesterday. Oh, somebody was saying that I'm not going to live my life in fear. It's not you.
Yeah.
It's not about you. You selfish asshat. I don't even know who it was. It was somebody responding to somebody else's
post.
Oh,
it's everybody.
It is.
Everyone's a selfish asshat.
Once again, I did text Nick. It's a good thing all of us are on that text, our group text, that they warn people, don't do home projects because you're home. Because unless it's an emergency, don't pack up the home project stores. Now, there are construction guys are going there because it's their livelihood. But just guys going there to pick up stuff for the house.
To tinker around.
And they were outside of Home Depot or a Lowe's or I forget which one it was. And it was packed. And they were talking to some guy in the parking lot, one of the news stations in our town here, and said, I probably shouldn't be out either, but I got some caulking. I'm figuring I'll just keep busy. You can't just sit around forever. I'm thinking, you can.
Now's the time.
You can.
Now's the time.
I kind of I try to gravitate towards people who are working in our city, so I do see people in cars during the day. I'm hoping they're the ones actually going to the grocery stores or working. But I drove past that bar today, and since they have takeout food, it says open, but I still see like two guys at the bar. And Becky always says, that's probably just somebody picking something up. I said, no, they're sitting there, and I see a beer in front of them. I said, I'd like to do that, but I'm not going to do that.
No.
But it's about them. It's about them.
And the alarmist media.
Oh, and, Jesus.
I'm not helping.
No.
But you could all relax because my pillow guy is in charge.
Yeah, you asshats, right?
I'll just go home and read the Bible.
Yeah,
that'll
ease it.
That'll work.
It's in God's control. I've been reading that on Twitter, too. Shut up. God's killing people, if you believe in that. All right, he's killing them. All right. A lot of them. Hey, we'll pick it up. Are your kids bugging you or vice versa? And then I get this thing about people with smaller kids, not necessarily babies, because I understand babies are 24 hours. And I see people walk through the neighborhood and they got kids 5, 6, 7 to 10, that age. And I understand being a parent, there were crazy times when they're in the house, but that's what you do when you're a parent. I think it's probably this is my opinion, the mental stress on kids that age, they don't know what's going on. And I don't think that's a big deal. I think it's if you're home with the kids, you're still getting a paycheck, and you're stuck with your kids. That's the summer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying all of you because everybody's got their own situations. They're bad. They're in trouble money wise. Blah blah blah. But that's just summer. I think if you have kids that start to understand what's going on and it stresses them out, I think it's worse. Because I think kids are,
yeah,
I think
they
it's
know.
Wrong. They're not stupid.
If you're three or four,
right.
You don't really know what normal is yet.
No, you don't.
You don't have a gauge on that.
No, it's your house and you can't go down the street and see your friend, whatever.
But if it's a kid's your age, your kid's his age.
Yeah. Or even Puss's daughter's old enough to start getting stressed out, I'm sure.
She's aware.
Could she watch the news and pay attention?
She
and know
does,
what's going on?
But she. I think kids also take their cues from their parents. How are you? If you're freaking out, they're going to freak out.
Well, that's true. I'm not freaking out at the house.
Staying calm, then they're going to take their cues from you, and they're going to go, okay, well, this is something that I need to take seriously, but I just have to take it in stride.
Yeah, but kids have their own, when they're teenagers, they have their own thought process. They're old enough to pay attention. My daughter's 17. She's old enough. She's got some anxiety because, rightly so, she pays attention to the news, you know? And she watches things and reads things.
Yeah, and I know there's you have to maintain a level of calm, but I think you also have to maintain a level of concern.
Well, that's why nobody's leaving my house.
You don't know.
But apparently
it's a wild card out there. Nobody knows anything.
No.
I can't stress that enough. Nobody really knows anything. Nobody has the answers.
Well, we know one guy doesn't have the answers.
Yeah.
And apparently he's in charge.
And I'll defer to my pillow guy.
He's got all the
God, just smother me with a my pillow.
And your Bible, too. Check your Bible out, too. That's going to help today.
I've just been stressing to my daughter, like, look, this is serious. This is something you need to take seriously. But, you know, try to be as normal as possible.
Yeah.
You know, maintain as much as you can.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. Craig just picked me up, though, isn't he?
Hey. Before relying on that, we were down the list a bit.
Yeah, well, maybe...
You were falling asleep yesterday.
Maybe it's my turn. Yeah. Maybe it's my turn to be crabby today.
Yeah.
And Craig will pick us up. And then I'll take a break, and I'll get better, and I'll come back, and I'll be...
But once you get crabby, I go down that rabbit hole with you.
Yeah.
And I can't yell at you for it, because it is... It's distressing. It really is distressing, you know? All right, Craig's next. Come on back. Good morning!
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.